Who should we listen to?
It's best to listen to them.
Maybe you should listen to this.
People really should listen to you.
You should probably listen to him, dude.
Why should I have to listen to you? Listen to us.
Don't listen to them.
We should just never listen to you.
You have to listen to them.
The River Network presents Dimitri live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5, 1290, 100.1, 1430, and 100.9. Time to get your morning up to speed with Dimitri live and dangerously local, a River Network production.
Everybody here ain't from here, but we're here doing our thing. Letting go a little by.
Today's show is going to be very difficult for me because I'm going to have to call out someone who works here. Somebody who works here in this building. Somebody who works here in this very studio. It's the elephant in the middle of the living room of Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, which includes 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430, and now new 94.9 FM, another radio station signal. We're just getting so big, so powerful, it's unbelievable. But I have no joy, I take no joy in this, but I can't hold back anymore. I cannot hold back anymore about East Ohio Regional Hospital and, you know, are they grifters? Are they carpetbaggers? And what's the role of Steve Novotny in all of this? I have to go there. I just can't hold back anymore. I don't want anyone to think that I'm somehow associated with the cover-up, with anything connected with this thing. And I'll be addressing all of that this morning. It will not be pretty. If you are looking to start the week with something light and positive and, you know, life-affirming and all that, this is not the show for you today. I went to the courthouse last week. I got the documents from the courthouse that were filed with Judge Berhalter regarding the Belmont Bank thing, and I discovered a number of things that were not reported in the newspaper and also on TV. I'll be sharing that with you. There's some good news. This is actually great news. I can't believe this. Because I bitch and moan about how come Johnny O gets all the tickets to give away in his show and it's not fair and, you know, boo-hoo, I'm going to eat worms and die. I have a pair of tickets for you today to win our prize package. Gary Allen. He is going to be at the Capitol Theater on Saturday, November 8th. You can win a pair of tickets today, right here on Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local on Big Willie 105.5, as well as the River Talk radio stations, 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430. A pair of tickets, Gary Allen. He's going to be here in November, but you can win the tickets today, this morning with Dimitri on Big Willie 105.5. Why am I doing this with my red Sharpie? All I'm doing is ruining the Formica and the red Sharpie. We have a pair of tickets for you today. If you don't already have this phone number as one of your favorites in your phone, make it so. 740-325-1490. That's Dimitri's studio line. Dimitri's radio station studio line. 740-325-1490. Dimitri spelled with three I's. D-I-M-I-T-R-I. And the last name is Vassilaris. It rhymes with Asilaris, but you add a V. And you follow me on Facebook. We've got more than 7,500 followers. It's unbelievable. It really is. And you can be part of this. You can see all the really weird, not even weird stuff, but very controversial posts that I make. Most of them are memes, quite frankly. This is not a heavy lift. This is not, you know, deep thinking type stuff. This is, you know, I'm some idiot talking into a microphone. You know, don't expect anything deep with me. But do follow me on Facebook, Dimitri with three I's. Now, there are fake accounts, mostly from Nigeria or the Far East. And they have two or three followers. Find the Dimitri Vassilaris profile page that has more than 7,500 followers. That's me. Download the River Network app. Click Big Willy 105.5. You get Dimitri live and dangerously local Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time, as well as on the River Talk Radio Network stations. But live Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, Big Willy 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network stations. Gary Allen tickets. Your chance to win is today, this morning on this show. There I go again. All right. Where to begin? I did a lot of homework. I know I'm an idiot talking into a microphone. That's pretty much how I defined myself, because it's pretty much what it is. But I also do journalism, investigative journalism. I don't talk much about it because it's not really interesting, but I can get some really good information if I really take the time to really dig. And I have to do that here in the Valley because there's no journalism here in the Valley to speak of. It's soul-crushing. Anyone who is looking for decent journalism here in the Valley, it is soul-crushing. The newspapers, the TV stations, they're simply just propaganda press. That's all it is. Let's just talk up the advertisers and we'll call it news and we'll cover an occasional fundraiser and fun run and that'll be news too. And it's the propaganda press. I couldn't live with myself doing that. I just couldn't live with myself. It's just not in my DNA. And lucky for you that it's not, because I will give you information that nobody else in the media in the Valley will give you. And I will take on challenges that nobody else in the Valley will touch. And today is going to be a good example, because today, sadly, even though I don't want to do it, today it's going to involve Steve Novotny. Steve Novotny, who I like, who is very smart, who is a Lindsley graduate, for God's sake. A very good athlete, a great baseball player in his day. Great, probably still is. Probably could still throw a fastball, 85 miles an hour. I wouldn't put it past him. I really wouldn't. He is a talk host here on the River Talk, not on Big Willie, but on the River Talk stations, which is 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Monty 1290, the Sturdy 1430. He is a publisher of a blog called the Lead News, L-E-D-E News, and we'll get to that in a little bit. He is a celebrity. He is he's a good guy. That's why it's so painful, why it will be so painful to be talking about him and, frankly, his journalistic ethics today. He's on Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the River Talk Radio Network stations. He does not do a Facebook live stream. I don't know why. I think it'd be very popular. I think he'd get thousands of views. He doesn't do it. Fine. He's not on Big Willie. Fine. But that's where you can hear him this afternoon on the River Talk Radio Network stations. I would be more than happy to have him come on my show and answer questions that I have for him. I would advise him not to do it, because if that did happen, it would be a hideous train wreck. I would be very uncomfortable. He would be very uncomfortable. It would, the only people who would get any joy out of it are the people who hate me or hate Steve or hate both of us. They would love that. They would love it. But for all the rest of us, we would hate it. That said, if Steve would want to come on my show to answer what I'm going to be pointing out to you, the listener, if he wants to do that, that is fine. But no holds barred. I'm going to ask him an awful lot of tough questions. And I don't think he'll be able to answer them, quite frankly. And it's just not going to be productive, and it's not going to be very helpful for either one of us. But if he wants to do this, absolutely. I'll do the whole show tomorrow if he wants this. So we've got that. Did you watch the Steeler game Saturday evening? Exhibition game against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I'm watching it on 9, WTOV 9. And I couldn't believe what I was watching in that first quarter. rank unprofessionalism, not on the part of the players, but the TV station. 9. So I'm watching the game, laying on my couch, watching the game. The first quarter. First quarter is the only time you want to watch an exhibition game, because that's when you have presumably the starters. They're going to be in there for a while. Maybe Aaron Rodgers, who was not in. But if you're going to have any kind of an audience, I would, and look, I'm no expert on TV, but my guess is that you're going to have the most listeners or most viewers in the first few minutes of the Steelers game when it's an exhibition game to see if this, you know, Aaron Rodgers is starting, if, you know, who are the starting players and all that. Because later on, it's the scrubs, who cares? And it's an exhibition game. So yeah, I'm there for the first quarter. And I couldn't believe what I was watching on TV on 9. Whenever that, oh, by the way, did you see the hit that poor, I think it was a wide receiver for the Tampa Bay Bucks. Oh my God, they flipped him upside down in his head and neck. It was just awful to watch, just awful. I hope the guy's okay. But it wouldn't surprise me if the guy ended up being a quadriplegic or something. It was horrible. God, it was just awful. Mason Rudolph is, of course, Mason Rudolph. It's, you know what you're going to get with him. It's like, oh, God, I hope Aaron Rodgers is going to be okay, which I doubt, but, you know, we'll see. Anyway, so I'm watching the game on 9. And during the break in the action, I think there are at least 2 or 3 times, as I recall. I'm trying to do this off the top of my head. I didn't take notes. But I did post this on Facebook, on my profile page, my Dimitri Vassilaris profile page. Hold on a second. I just got a text here. All right, good. I don't need this right now, so I'll save this for later. All right. So where was I? Okay, I didn't take any notes. But in the first quarter, because again, that's the only quarter that actually matters in an exhibition game with the Steelers. Just about whenever they would break away, or they were supposed to break away for the commercials, on 9, they didn't do it. I'm just watching the feed or whatever it's called, whatever the cameras were pointing to at the stadium. No action. Announcers weren't saying much of anything. They were supposed to go to commercial breaks. I think at least 2 or 3 times. At least it seemed that way to me. Maybe it was more. I don't know. But they didn't play any commercials. And I'm going, oh my God, how unprofessional is this, 9? You know, anytime you say Steelers, you can get a lot of money from gullible advertisers saying, oh, it's a Steelers. Well, it's an exhibition game. And the only time that is really worth advertising, if at all, for the prices that you have to pay, I don't know how many thousands of dollars for a few seconds for a commercial, it's got to be in the first quarter. Because the rest of the game, who cares? They're scrubs, who cares? No commercials. I actually documented this. I actually did a post on Facebook. So I can't believe this. What is the hell? What's going on here? If you are an advertiser who spent or agreed to spend, you know, God knows how many thousands of dollars for a few seconds for a TV commercial during the Steelers exhibition game, I got news for you. It is quite possible that your ad actually did not even run. Yeah, I'm talking to you. And if the TV station has not alerted you about this, if they haven't disclosed to you, by the way, Mr. Advertiser, all of the money that you gave us to air a few seconds of your announcement on the Steeler game in the first quarter, it didn't air. If Channel 9 hasn't disclosed that to you, or if your advertising agency has not disclosed that to you, then chances are this is the first you've heard of it. This is the first you've heard of it coming from me. I don't know how many tens of thousands of dollars were flushed down the toilet by 9 because they didn't air your commercials. But I'm guessing it was a hell of a lot of money. So here's what I'm willing to do. If you are an advertiser whose commercial did not air during the Steelers broadcast on 9. I will be more than happy to air your commercial on my show. All you have, free. All you have to do is get in touch with me through Facebook Messenger and say, hey, I own the ABC widget company. I spent, you know, $5,000 for a 5-second announcement on the Steelers broadcast, the first quarter exhibition game, and they didn't even air that. I'll air your commercial for you. I'll air it for you. Unbelievable. All these advertisers who spent all of this money to air their commercials in the first quarter of the Steeler exhibition game, the only quarter that matters, and none of them, or at least some, I can't say none, but a lot of them, they never aired. Channel 9. This is probably the first you've heard of it. Wow.